Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander inviting you to join us today when we have several questions that we have to answer, questions that came to us, well, after they listened to the radio show. And I'm going to give you our phone numbers here so that if you do have questions, you call us. The number is
651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000. Now, Garwin, the first question that you got had to do with what we talked about last week, an investment, if you want to call it that, but is an insurance product and is something that people like to think about when it comes to retirement. So, Garwin, what should someone think about when they look at an annuity?
Well, first of all, the question becomes, when should they look at an annuity? And probably, I would say, probably nobody under 50 should be probably thinking about an annuity. They always hate to make a blanket statement, but that's generally the best idea. That why should somebody not look at an annuity before 50? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, you've got a lot of time, and put your money into a very conservative investment, and the market really runs hard up, you're not going to catch all that up. But the second reason, and this is probably as important, is you've got surrender charges on an annuity, and that may take you away from it. And also, if you take money out before 60, you have to pay a 10% penalty, no matter whether it's qualified or non-qualified. So there's a 10% penalty for people taking money out. So a 35-year-old or 40-year-old who puts some money in and then later on has a great investment opportunity wants to pull their money out and says, I got to pay 10% penalty plus taxes on the gains. That's true. So the taxes and the age really, what's the word I want to say, negates the good part of an annuity.
Well, it's basically thought of as something for somebody who's going into retirement or is older and planning to use it for retirement down the line. It's not for the young person who's going to look at school. They're going to look at marriage. They're going to look at family, and they're going to look at a new home. So that is not the vehicle that they would want to use.
If you look at the definition of an annuity from the strictly insurance point, the annuity was designed really to pay a lifetime income. And that's why they have that penalty on there, that 10% penalty. It's really an annuity is for income. Now, we've changed it somewhat, but really in the long run, annuity is for lifetime income.
All right, let's move on. Go on to the next question that you had.
Well, the other next question, the big question was, what about long-term care? What's happening? Because so many of the companies have bailed out of the marketplace. The Pru is gone. Metropolitan's gone. Many of the major players have just pulled their horns in and said, we're not going to issue long-term care anymore. But what has happened is that they have made new contracts. And they've attached them, they've made long-term care riders and attached them to life insurance and to annuities. And somehow, and I'm not sure I understand this totally, the companies feel that they can make money doing that. And I've only been in business 47 years, and I'm don't really understand that.
You're very cautious when it comes to something like that.
I'm very cautious about that. Because you've still got the mortality on the life insurance and the morbidity on the long-term care, and somehow you're going to have to pay out the benefit. But having said that, I have sold both life insurance for long-term care and annuities long-term care, and those seem to be a little easier for people to take because
they could get income both ways.
They will win on the money situation. You will get your benefits back. Where the traditional long-term care, you may say, you know, I might die, and the company gets to keep my money.
Well, when we're looking at getting the benefits, and you're looking at having that rider on there, the question always is, well, if I have this rider on and my health isn't just so, will it be easier for me to get something like life insurance or an annuity with the long-term care rider on it because I can't get a full long-term care policy?
If the company's turned you down for long-term care for whatever reason, then you've got to have, there may be a problem of getting anything at all if you're coming back after the fact. Now, if you've got some blood pressure problems or something, that's not a big deal. But that one of the questions they typically ask, not always, but typically ask is, have you ever been turned down for long-term care? And if you have, then
it's still touchy.
It's very touchy at that point.
Well, let's go on now to a third question that you received.
Well, we talk about disability frequently and just kind of in passing, and this comes up all the time when I talk to young people. And is the question really is it really true that your chances statistically are going to be much greater, that you're going to be disabled for 90 days, much greater than dying? And statistically, that is correct. It's four times greater. Four times greater. A 25-year-old prior to age 60 has a four times greater chance of being disabled for 90 days than they have of dying. And that's the thing that's so hard to get the young people to understand, that they need to buy paycheck insurance. You talk to them about it. Yes, it's probably important, but I'll do this later. But statistically, it says you will have now a greater chance of being disabled. The problem becomes, and this was something that I learned 40-plus years ago in the business, started in the business, when you become disabled, the family, you are still a consumer, and it's more financially greater crisis on the family to have you there disabled than if you died, because you're still consuming assets and income. And
very difficult.
Very difficult situation for the family to have somebody who's disabled. But and then you got to think about it. How many days could you be disabled before the money runs out?
For these young people who join a company and they have all these benefits, they need to review that benefit very carefully, because the big companies will go ahead and they'll either pay for that coverage or they'll give you the option to buy that coverage. So they need to think about looking at it, because disability can be a big thing in their life, especially when they're younger.
It can be. Well, if you stop and think, I'll bet you we put 100 young couples in a room and said how many could last 90 days if one of the wage earners was disabled. The very, very few hands would go in the air. They don't have the money. They're busy buying a home. They got little kids. They're paying for cars. They don't have any savings. And that's why disability is vital. It's just absolutely, paycheck insurance is vital for your safety net around the family.
Now, when you buy this kind of insurance, and then the company offers this kind of insurance, can you have both?
Yes. Typically, companies will have a limit to what they'll issue. They may only issue a couple thousand a month or 3,000 a month or a max of 40% of pay or 50% of pay. And then if you have a cap on it, then you can buy an individual contract to supplement the group insurance. Remember, group insurance, and this is the other thing that most people don't think about, because it's paid for by the company, it's the benefit that comes in if you're disabled is taxable. So that, if you say, well, I got $3,000 a month of disability, okay, and you're in a 25% tax bracket, 25%, that's going out to taxes. So you really don't have $3,000 a month. You've got $2,300 a month, and that is, again, is there enough to live on?
When you look at the type of disability policy that you buy, one of the things you look at is, how long a waiting period do I have? Because that can even make it cheaper.
That's right. The longer you wait to draw benefit, the cheaper the premiums will be. Typically, the group stuff will be 20 days, 30 days, 15 days. But you may want to have a longer waiting period on an individual contract because it is cheaper.
And also the occupation that you're in makes a difference, too.
A cardiovascular surgeon has a much cheaper rate than a truck driver.
All right. We have something we want to bring up as a reminder for individuals who are listening. And this happens to deal with the Foundation of St. Andrews, who is putting on a fall education dessert event. This is going to be happening on October 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. And basically, they're there to answer questions about estate planning, things that you need to know. It's not just about the foundation by any means. We have a very good attorney that's coming to speak, and he's going to talk about estate planning. He's going to give you all kinds of ideas and information. It's there for information only. So please put that date on your calendar and plan on attending this event. And if you are interested in coming, be sure you call the St. Andrews Lutheran, because they will go ahead and they will set it up for you. And you can call this number and talk to Lori about this type of thing. The number is 651-762-9103, 651-762-9103, and she'll give you the information. And by the way, it's going to be held in Lake Elmo.
Now, let me give you that number again, because Leanne did what I always growl at people doing to me. She did it too fast.
Oh, too fast. Well, you'd say it slower for me.
651-762-9103, and call Lori and make a reservation, and we'd love to see you there. It's going to be from 6 to 8. And there will be little sweets and coffee and whatever else.
All the good things.
All the things that we all
with the
love,
message.
Yes. Okay. A question comes up frequently with our older clients is, what about a reverse mortgage?
And that is a question that has become more prevalent as people have gotten used to having that available to them. And also when they look at, are they going to have enough for retirement, some of them are definitely going to say no. So that has become a very big question in their planning.
Leanne, I'm going to ask you a question, then you can ask me. Should people who are possibly thinking they're maybe a little short of income look at a reverse mortgage? A yes or no?
Yes, I think they should, especially if they hold their own home, they have equity in that home, then they should look into it and see if it'll be to their benefit. Because what you're doing is you are staying in your home and they are paying out to help you. And in this way, you are using that equity to your benefit.
But if I have a reverse mortgage, I lose my home. My kids don't get it.
Not true.
All right, that's right. Is not true.
You have to look at the fact that if you're going to leave that home, they have to pay that back, and then the kids get whatever's left over.
So, a reverse mortgage in the right situation is very, very beneficial. Now, I'm going to give you that phone number again for the soiree at the Lake Elmo Inn. 651-762-9103. Talk to Lori. If you have a question for us,
651-365-5000 and
651-436-3997. Thank you for listening to us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts, and Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.